someone was shot and didn't get any better, you say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
won't live?
Yeah, so he...
He's ill?
Uh-huh. If he didn't live, then you say he...
He's gonna die?
Uh-huh. Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Or they just passed?
Mm-hmm.
Someone just passed?
What about a way of saying somebody died that's not very nice? Did you ever hear any?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Oh.
And the place where people are buried?
It's called a graveyard.
Okay. Any other names?
Mm-hmm. We call it in French le cimetière.
Uh-huh. What about what they put the body in?
The coffin.
Uh-huh.
Or the tomb, you talking about?
Uh-huh. That's the tomb is the...
Mm-hmm.
They always bury people above the ground here?
Yes.
In the tomb?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the water level?
Water, I guess. I don't know. I went to your funeral in Lake Charles in the year my uncle. I'd never seen a person buried in those muslin.
What's that?
Well, they don't put them in the ground. It's something. This is new out, I think. Probably. It's made just like this, those two rooms here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made out of marble.
Mm-hmm.
They,
is this big as this room?
Yeah, and each person they buy their room, just as wide and long like a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
But here's this how they put them in the ground. They didn't put them in the ground, they put them in that muslin.
Hmm. Could you then go inside the muslin?
No. Mm-hmm. You know, it's on the outside, it's got a... They take off that piece of stone, it's about wide like this here, and they just push the coffin in there.
Oh, and then they put a marker?
Yeah, they put then, okay. They put them their name, I think, the name, his name, and the year he died on that cover. I wouldn't like that, don't you?
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
There's
one when you go back that you can look at St. Basil Church, they're putting up one muslin.
Is that, does the family own the muslin or just?
Well, which I had never seen it since when I went to the funeral in Lake Charles, my aunt and her uncle, my aunt and my uncle, they bought theirs. This is his and she bought right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a separation, you know.
Mm-hmm. But anybody else can buy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. At a funeral, if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
Mourning.
What if they just lose control of themselves? What would you say then?
Their nerves.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear carrying on or taking on?
Carrying on, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, they crying, they're sorry.
Mm-hmm. And on an average sort of day, if somebody asked you how you were feeling, you'd tell them?
Oh, I'm not feeling too good. Or I feel tired today.
Or if you felt?
Good.
Uh-huh.
Well, I feel good today. I feel like working.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got?
Rheumatism.
What about a disease that children used to die of that get a really bad sore throat? You know, and they choke up in the night.
Diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellowgenous.
And what about when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation?
Appendicitis.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you say you had to...
An indigestion.
Or you had to do what?
Throw up.
Uh-huh. Any other ways of saying throw up?